In the readings today, we hear about a priest who was faithful, was pleasing to the Lord, and in a time of difficulty was made a reconciliation. In other words, he stood between God and the people, which is exactly what a priest is supposed to do, and he prayed for the people, he made reconciliation for the people, and in that way was pleasing to the Lord. This is the gift that is given to a priest. He is to be the mediator between God and men because he stands in the very person of Jesus Christ, the sole mediator between God and us. And so that's part of what is given to a priest. And consequently, that is in part what he is going to be held responsible for on the day of judgment. He's going to have to stand before the Lord who gave him these gifts. And he's going to answer to how he used them. In the priesthood today, what we find is a lot of people who think themselves to be rather entitled. It's not about offering themselves as a sacrifice for the people, but it's about what they can get. It's about themselves, it's not about the Lord. Think about that frequently when I think of Father Schreier, the guy who was in the car accident. I think it was a truck, actually, that he hit head on, and he died, and he stood before the Lord, and he condemned him. And Our Lady intervened, and he said, Mother, he's been a priest for however many years, he's been a priest for himself and not for me. And Our Lady asked, give him another chance, and I'll take care of him. And obviously, when he came back, got his act together and was a much more faithful priest. But that's where the problem comes. He was a priest for himself and not for me. He took the gifts that God gave him and he used them for himself. Now, each one of us needs to look at that same thing. A talent, as we hear in the gospel, is a rather large amount of money. But it's also the place or the word from which we get our English word talent. The talents you have been given to you by God. And he's going to require an accounting for them, just as he is with regard to the priests who have been given these talents, these abilities, these gifts from the Lord. And so each one of us then needs to look at what God has given. Now, we could look at this and say, well, the guy with the five got five more, and the guy with the two got two more. So if you would have given the guy two, you'd given him five, he probably could have gotten five more. Now, that's not the point. The point is, each one was given, as we're told, according to his ability. So each one of us is going to be held responsible for what we've been given. Not for any more than we've been given, and certainly not any less than we've been given. If the guy with the five only got two more, then he wouldn't be living up to his potential. He had the ability to get five and didn't do it. Now, even if he would have gotten three or four, we'd say, well, he got way more than the guy with the two. The guy with the two used 100% of his ability and got two more. If the guy with the five only used half of his ability or three quarters of ability, got two and a half or three or four, he actually didn't get as much as the one who had the two. So on one hand, it looks like he has more. He's got three or four. But he didn't get more because he had the capability of five. The guy with the two used 100% of his ability and got two more. So that's where we have to be so careful, because we look at some other people who have different abilities than we do, some who have way more abilities than we do, and we think that person is doing so much more. And maybe on one hand they are, but if they've got five talents and they're only pulling up three or four, they're not using their full ability. They're not doing everything God has given them. So don't compare yourself to anybody else. Because if God has given you 5 talents and somebody else only 2, it's easy to look down your nose at them and say, what a loser. They can only do this much. I, on the other hand, can do all of this. No, that's not how God's looking at it. God's looking at you and saying, here's how much I've given to you, and here's what I'm expecting from you. What I've given to this person or that person, that's not your issue. I'm going to expect from this person and that person according to what I've given to them. And I'm going to expect from you what I've given to you. And so look at your state in life. Just look at your own self. On the natural level, what kind of abilities has God given? But given your state in life, what would be expected? What would be required? Because that's the key. And you know, again, just using the priest as the example is what we saw. Priests all have different personalities. There are different abilities, therefore, that each one has to do different things. But each one is still called to mediate. Each one is still called to offer sacrifice. That's the same. That just comes with the state in life. That comes with the vocation. And then they have different abilities, it's based on who they are, to be able to use within that vocation, within that context. So too with each and every person. So look at what God is asking of your state in life, of your vocation, and then also look at what he's given to you and as an individual. And bring all that to prayer to be able to ask that question of him, what is it that you want from me? Because that's all that matters. Not whether you're doing more or less than someone else. Are you doing what God wants? If you're doing what the Lord wants, you're doing fine. Even if somebody else doesn't think that you're doing whatever they want, who cares? What matters is you're doing what God wants. So bring that to prayer and look at that, because it's very clear. God doesn't want us burying this stuff. He wants us to use it, and he wants us to use it for his glory. So we don't want to be entitled. We don't want to be arrogant, nor do we want to be falling into self-pity as we compare ourselves with somebody else. Just look at the Lord. He's the one who has given to you what he's given. He's the one who has called you to your vocation. He's the one who is giving you the grace to become the greatest saint that you can be in the situation in your own life. Now the question is, what is he asking? What has he given? And how is it that you can cooperate the best so that with whatever number of talents he has given to you, you can double that and you can bring that back to him and offer it to him and hear those wonderful words, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into your master's rest.